bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
Imagine if you said Asian Swae Lee.
Let's go.
Yo, but it's true though. You actually do look like Swae Lee.
But it's a compliment though.
Yeah, it is. It is a compliment.
Because there's way more.
Worse like, he's not a beat. He's facts. Not a beat guy.
Would you call me before?
the guy from Goofy movie.
I was like, that is not me, bro.
Bam, you, Swae Lee, and the guy from the Goofy movie. Max's best friend in Goofy movie.
All the same person. That's me.
All you three.
Okay. Any villain from any movie?
Okay. The Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift. Anything like that, bro? You just mad evil. Okay, it's the eyebrows. It's the eyebrows.
Yeah, I have like the samurai eyebrow, man.
Yeah, but your eyebrows. No. Like, pause. You have nice eyebrows.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Why'd you say it like that?
Thank you.
Nah, cause I don't have none, bro. This shit still hasn't grown. You know how to? Is there something for that?
You can I don't fill it in. But
no, I'm not gonna fill it in.
You can shape. Why don't you shape them?
The gap. I remember I was at Sephora with my shorty, and then I was like, "Yo, can you fill my?
What you say?
Can you fill my things in?" And I was like, "Damn, this is kind of sick."
Oh, she did it.
Yeah, but it kind of
look good.
It kind of looked too fake, you know.
Oh, weird.
Yeah,
I remember. Remember we were in the driving school.
Which one?
And then shorty asked me like, "Do you fill in your eyebrows?" I'm like, "No." What the?
I know you were gassed.
I'm like,
I know you're gassed.
Not that I was gassed. I was low-key dissed. I'm like. Why?
Yo, I wonder what that shorty's doing now. You ever think about that? Cause I wonder what she's doing like right now. Like where she's
that
at.
That shorty?
Yeah, remember? Cause I remember we came in and we're like, yo, this thing's boring, bro. Like, I'm not trying to learn about thing. Shorty comes in and we're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're like.
Yo,
we're
literally sitting down first day. Shorty walks in. She looks so fine.
Facts.
And then all of a sudden, the next day she comes in. Not the same girl.
Yeah, bro. Like,
I don't know what it was. It wasn't her makeup or anything. It was something.
I guess she was, I don't know, bro. But we're like,
oh, that's boring. Not the same girl.
It's boring again. God damn, it's boring.
Yo, and I think it was. Yeah. It's because we were in that class for so long. Yeah. Like, it was such a boring class and there's nothing excitement except for her walking in late.
Yeah.
Because she walked in late.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, shit.
That serotonin came in for like 5 seconds.
But then after that, like, we came in. It's not as nice as we thought.
Facts, bro. I still remember that picture. I was looking at that picture yesterday that we took.
Which one?
At the driver's place thing.
Oh, yeah,
that's crazy.
That's crazy that we both went.
I know, yeah. Like, we always, it always happens like that.
It's
like,
always a duo thing, you know?
Yeah, like, facts.
It's jokes.
Facts. Like, if you see Carlos somewhere, you'll see me there, too.
Low-key, yeah.
You feel me? If you see me somewhere, you'll see Carlos. That's just how it rolls, you feel me?
Name a better duo, man.
You can't, bruh. Who's the YouTube duo right now?
A YouTube duo? I don't even watch.
We're the Richie Lee and Tan Tang.
That's facts.
You feel me? We're the Richie Lee and Tan Tang.
You are
bro.
Shout out Richie Lee.
Facts, bro.
This guy put me on this color. No cap.
Yes, facts.
You saw always
back then. He when I was developing my style.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, olive?
Yeah, no cap.
Flannels.
No cap. Like this guy low-key put us on like the beginner.
Yeah, like the beginner shit. Like the basic. Yeah. You know I mean? If you needed to fall back on that, you could.
and then on the Cardi shit.
Yeah.
We surpassed them.
They was not on the same shit that I was on. I just surpassed them.
I thought they were on the same shit that I was on.
Nah. We can never downplay Richie Lee, bro. Like, that's the OG GOAT, bro.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Funk Bros too,
OG.
Man. Facts.
Oh, man. I miss the Funk Bros, bro.
Funk Bros too. I still watch, like, when you get hungry, do you watch mukbangs? Or am I the only one?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I watch the Timothy De La Ghetto one.
Oh, yeah?
Those ones are fire.
Bro, I've seen... See, this is my weird YouTube shit again, but you know how men's like get something and just dip it in bear like sauce?
Oh, like the lobster and the butter and shit. Yeah, like, so good.
That
bro.
Low key looks so good. That, okay, now we have to go to like something like that. Like a boiling crab.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been.
Yeah.
You ever been?
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Like the spicy, like seafood and
just,
stuff.
Just that experience.
I missed out. I haven't done that yet.
Low key, that I would take. A shorty there for the first date.
Really? Like it's messy though, no?
No, exactly.
Oh, that's why?
Are you like one of those ones where it's like, I'm gonna take you on this little, nice little dinner date?
Not that, but I'd take shorty on something that's like fun.
But where'd you take thing first?
We went to because it was Corona, so there's not much to do. But we went to the beach.
To the beach? Oh, that's sick.
So like there's activities, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure you can do.
My first ever like date,
mm-hmm.
like, because our dates were usually just considered at my house.
Yeah.
But my like first ever date was like Wingstop.
Oh really?
Yeah, and it was sick because we ordered like bear spicy wings,
mm-hmm.
and then we're like, okay, let's see how much we can go.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
Yeah, see, that's a problem.
You covered the bill? Nah. Shorty covered. I know Shorty covered.
No, we went half and half.
Oh.
See, when
Shorty used to always cover you, fam. No cap.
Straight up. Nah. Because I was broke. Shout out Shorty, yeah, bro. Yeah.
She took care of you still. She took care. She's
okay.
A real one.
Oh, okay. You're acting like she's my mom. Man said you see took care of you like I wasn't there, fam. Nah. We was making $120 off Taekwondo instructor, you feel me? I was so hyped for that check. Yeah. I was like, $120, let's go. I went straight to Grill. I was like, what can I buy for $80? So I can have $40 left for the month. You feel me?
Yeah. Yo, what are you saying for Christmas though?
Christmas?
You getting anyone gifts? Fam, is Christmas like, cause it's Rona season right now.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Are we expected to give like lavish ass gifts, or is it because it's Rona season? Because everyone's pockets.
I feel like it's because it's Rona season. Like they're not expecting stuff.
It's not a big. Yeah. It shouldn't be that big.
Because you're not seeing anyone anyways. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not gonna see anyone. You can, but like.
Like if I didn't get you a Christmas gift, you give me cheese.
You don't give me anything. You didn't give me a. I gave you this whole poster for your birthday, fam. I wrote on the back of it. That was I. No, hold on. Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
I wrote prophecy.
He did stuff.
Shout out to episode one. I wrote prophecy on this.
No cap.
You feel me? And Carlos can't even get me nothing. That's crazy.
Bro, I never know what to get you stuff.
No, Carlos almost wanted to get me a knife.
That's what I get everybody, bro.
Like, I don't even want that, bro.
That's what I get everybody for their birthday or Christmas.
I don't need a knife, bro.
But it's different because like I always get it for the shorties.
Oh yeah.
So the shorties like. Kind of like that type of stuff, you know. No one's gonna buy them a knife. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not
you
like,
buying a shorty a knife.
I would.
That's crazy.
Why?
Not like no normal shit like Pandora.
No, I mean like it's like a gift that you wouldn't expect, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like hella thoughtful at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
that's true. I remember the what's like the largest amount of money you spent on a gift for someone? Because I'm kind of disappointed that like, because I didn't even spend this money on my mom yet. You feel me?
Where?
I spent on my girlfriend.
Where?
Yeah, it was my full $120 on this. Like, I was scrambling.
Wait,
for
what'd you get it?
This little ass dress.
Oh, you bought her a dress?
I went to, I don't know, because it was a last minute thing. I was like, shoot, I have to get something real quick. I saw it. I was like, yo, she would look fire in this. Even though I don't know where she would wear it. I was like, it's expensive. I'm going to just get it.
Yeah.
You feel me? I got it. Didn't even like. She returned it and got something that she wanted.
Oh, what?
No. It's understandable because I knew she wasn't going to wear it.
Oh, true.
I just needed something, you know?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's my fault on that. You feel me?
Yeah.
But my full $120 went
for Christmas? That was for Christmas?
No, for her birthday.
For her birthday? Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, honestly, I don't remember. Like,
Or receive. You can say, like, what's the best gift you received?
That's hard. I don't know. I don't think I can come up with one like that.
Really?
I don't think there's one gift that's like, wow, that was my favorite. Because everything I really loved, I bought myself.
Oh shit!
To be honest,
dollar.
No, it's because it's either like my parents would usually just give me like money,
yeah,
and then I get like what I want.
Oh no, yeah, they do that too.
Yeah,
I feel like parents like since I was young, I got like toys,
yeah,
iPad,
because they don't really know.
Now it's now go buy yourself.
Yeah, they don't really know who you are. Yeah, and they don't want to like get us something that we wouldn't use.
Exactly. No,
yeah.
It's smart though.
It makes sense. Yeah.
I rate the money gifts, you know.
Well, what's your favorite like? Best gift you
my
ever
favorite?
Got.
Yeah. Oh, definitely my iPod. My first iPod.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
this little ass kid. I was waiting. Because I wanted like a cell phone device.
You know?
I was like, let's go. I shook the box and everything before Christmas. I was so hyped. and then I was screaming like a little girl when I started opening it. I swear I gotta find that video because I talked about it a lot.
It's like that Pokemon video, like the Blastoise. He gets a Blastoise.
Yeah. Blastoise. No, you know that thing. Like, wow.
It's an avocado.
Yeah, facts. That was that. Yeah, that was the best gifts I received.
I remember when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always get Nerf guns. Everyone used to buy me Nerf
really?
Guns. Yeah.
Damn.
There was this one Christmas I remember so vividly. Like,
yeah.
Everybody got me a Nerf gun.
What?
Yeah. So I had like a whole arsenal, bro.
No, I've always wanted a Nerf gun, but like so, yours always expensive.
Yeah. One present would be Nerf pistols. Next one's a Nerf rifle. Next one's another Nerf rifle. I'm like, damn.
What the heck?
I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Pop.
You're ready to go and shit? No, but yeah. I remember my dad came back from work one day. With a bunch of Nerf guns.
Yeah.
And this was me at like 15 already. So I'm already grown out of the phase. But my 8-year-old came out and it was like, let's go. You feel me?
Yo, what's the best like Santa gift you got?
Santa gift?
Okay, well, what age did you stop believing in Santa though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was like grade. It was low-key grade 4, but I kept it going to like grade 6.
Yeah, I think it was kind of the same. Because I knew, like I saw my mom. Put the iPad down on the thing, you feel me?
I was always skeptical still.
I think I recognized her writing, and then my mom tries to play. I was like, no, it's not me. I was like, yes, you.
Because you gotta still play the game.
Yeah.
Just so that you can
get the gift.
Because, like, well, once you figure out the secret, then like, I'm not getting you nothing no more.
Yeah, now you get socks.
Yeah.
Nah, but now I rate socks. Like, that's the thing. I'm more appreciative.
The Wico socks?
Yes, sir. You like those. Yeah. You sold out, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yo, you want to hear a theory about Christmas?
Yeah.
How it began?
Okay, okay.
Okay, bro. So there's this psychedelic mushroom.
Oh,
when you started dead ass.
I tell
me. You can Google this. You can search this up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this red mushroom. You know the mushroom emoji? The red
like
with the
toad.
With the white dots,
yeah,
right?
Like a toad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Tell me why we never see those like around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? We never really see those around.
Yeah.
Like, we can't really eat them. Bro, those are psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh, yeah?
But they're like a really, really traditional one.
Yeah.
So back in the day, these mushrooms used to grow under pine trees. Okay. So imagine a pine tree and then underneath you have red and white mushrooms underneath, right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's kind of
so shamans, I think this was in Serbia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the north. Mm-hmm. So they used to have the mushrooms. The shamans used to take them and then
eat them.
They used to use them as like what do you call it? Spiritual awakenings, like, and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
And shit like that. And then you go on like a psychedelic trip.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So Christmas has a weird attachment to these mushrooms.
Okay.
So they used to take the mushrooms, the red and white mushrooms, pick it from the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine the tree, right?
Yeah.
And you see the red underneath it. It's kind of like a tree and then gifts underneath.
Oh.
All right. Hold on. It's not finished. Now they used to take the mushrooms and before they can use it for their tradition, for the psychedelic trip, they put it on the tree
like
to
ornaments?
Dry it.
Whoa.
So it's kind of like ornaments.
Whoa.
Right? So the shamans used to wear red and white.
Yeah.
Red Santa. And white. Santa Claus. All right, listen. I think the reason like we think of Santa Claus going in the chimney, this is like, you can Google this shit. This is said.
No, keep going, fam.
So they used to climb up the chimney because the doors would be filled with snow. Like during a snowstorm or whatever, they couldn't get into the house.
Okay.
So they would climb through the chimney to go down into the house. And then they would give like the mushrooms to the people living there.
Oh.
So it's like Santa Claus giving the gifts.
Oh, so bro, except there's psychedelic drugs.
Yeah, there's psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Like this is all like... If you search up old Christmas cards, for some reason, there's Christmas cards with that mushroom.
Whoa. Where'd you learn about this? Where'd you read this?
I found this online, bro.
Oh, see?
But it's like, search it up. It's facts. Like, I'm not pulling this shit out of my ass. Yeah, this is facts.
Imagine you had one right now.
Yeah. No, but like, if you really bag it, if that's the origin of Christmas, we just really changed it. Over time, because this was long time ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And over time, like, you're gonna commercialize it. You don't want it to be attached to that.
So
low key, like,
oh, that's kind of crazy.
Maybe that is the how Christmas began.
Oh, it definitely. If all that stuff matches up like that, then we just literally censored everything.
Because Santa Claus used to wear red, and the shamans used to wear red like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The mushrooms are red and white. The Christmas tree is green.
Yeah.
All the colors of Christmas. Come on.
Because I never knew why the chimney, why Santa came down the chimney when there was a door.
Yeah, exactly.
I never knew why, like, that reason came out of my head.
Right? So it makes sense, right? Because if you can think about in the north, they would have snowstorms and shit. And then when you have a snowstorm, like, the snow is going to cover your door.
Yeah.
So how do you get in the crib? You're going to go through the chimney.
Yo.
Climb through the chimney. Here's your presents. Mushrooms.
Yo. See, now I never... Wow.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, because I deadass never knew why he climbed down the chimney.
Yeah.
And why there were ornaments on a tree. You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
No, I'm not going to look at Christmas no more. I'm like, Mom, stop. That's a psychedelic drug. That's a psychedelic drug that you're hanging on. Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
I love looking into those like little kind of theories of like... Even just history in general. Like those little things we don't really realize how it originated from.
Like the Teletubbies. Do you know the thing, the creepy, like the really weird truth about the Teletubbies?
What?
Was like, there were their kids stuck inside these costumes or something. I don't know. I forgot the real story, but there was these kids stuck in jail or something.
Oh, what the
it's
fuck?
It's really creepy. I have to do more research
on that. Is that like the SpongeBob theory?
What's the SpongeBob theory?
You don't know the SpongeBob
theory? No. Okay, now you're about to ruin SpongeBob for me.
Okay, so the SpongeBob theory is, you know that the the shot of the beginning of the SpongeBob intro of the island.
Yeah.
It's like the palm tree and like and, island and the water. Rock, the rock, yeah, 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 exactly. That shot is a shot of a US like military nuclear field that they used to test atomic bombs on.
What?
Yeah. So the theory is those, all of those sea creatures in the water,
yeah, yeah,
were just radiated from the nukes, and then that's why they're alive.
What? Nah, man.
Well, if you really think about it, it's kind of, if you look at SpongeBob, like all of the fish are talking and shit, like shit yeah. happens and that's really weird.
Yeah.
It's because they're all like, radioactive. They're mutated.
Oh my gosh.
And then even the buildings too, the buildings are like messed up, freaking yeah. like, metal and stuff mm. like that. Yeah, you never heard that theory?
No, I haven't.
There's so many theories, bro, like that.
No, I love those ones too, when you're just like, there's a YouTube recommended, there's all those.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah know?
I'm trying to think of stuff though, but that Teletubby really fucked me up though, because mm-hmm. it was about like, I swear, kids like being tortured or something. I gotta someone's gotta tell me about that, or I'm gonna just search it up later.
Damn, that's messed up, bro.
No, it is. And there's scarier ones that I'm just forgetting right now.
Yo, what else? There's another one about the Rugrats.
Oh, I think I've heard about the Rugrats one.
Dude, do you know it? You want to tell
like,
it?
No, not, but like, I've heard okay, of okay, it. Okay, yeah.
So the Rugrats one is kind of sad still. So the Rugrats one is like, what's her name? The girl, the main girl, the older girl.
With the orange hair?
Yeah. The theory is that she's just imagining all of the kids there. And none of them are alive.
Oh, no, that's Candace. Oh, that's the Phineas and Ferb
that's
one.
Like the, it's like the yeah, Phineas yeah. and Ferb one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also the same for Rugrats.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think some of the kids are alive, but some of them, like, I think one of the twins, like, one of the kids,
yeah.
they're miscarriages or something.
What?
Yeah. Holy that's what, smokes. I think there's one parent in Rugrats that's like always depressed, even though they still have a kid.
Yeah.
But the theory is that the reason she's like so depressed and sad like that is because she actually had a miscarriage.
Oh shoot.
So what's her name is like the main girl with the orange or blonde hair.
Yeah.
She's just imagining all these kids and
yeah.
this is really just her. That's why when she tries to like tell the parents about the kids, like none of them like listen.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, there's bro. It's the Phineas and Ferb one creeped me out too. It's cause like mm-hmm. they thought Phineas and Ferb passed away mm-hmm. and that's why the mom can't see it.
Yeah.
And Candace is just like really sad that they're away, that she's still trying to vision them there, you know?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, she's just like imagining it all.
Yeah.
Or she has like schizophrenia or something.
Yeah, yeah, something so like that. Crazy, I don't bro. See, but like that thing, like people just make that shit up. But it's so perfect.
It's so perfect. To the point that
it'll make you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't believe that the creators of Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
like that the kids passed away and they can't see no
but,
more.
But that would be a so like, but that'd be so sick. Like if they planned all of that.
That's some Jordan Peele type
yeah, shit. Yeah, that like flew over your head. Yeah, but yeah. like once you really realize.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, also there's a theory about SpongeBob that all of the characters are based on the seven deadly sins.
Wait, are there seven characters? SpongeBob, Squidward, Patrick.
Okay, listen, Sam. Listen. So,
Krabs.
Mr. Krabs
yeah.
is the sin of greed.
Oh, okay? Oh no, I've heard of this one. I think I've heard of this one.
Plankton, sin of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick is sloth.
Okay, yeah.
Squidward, I forgot all the sins, but Squidward's something else. And then SpongeBob is lust.
Why lust? Because he likes Sandy or something?
No, because he's like, he's so lustful with everything. Like, he's so happy about everything.
Okay.
I mean, and he always wants to do everything, you know?
Oh.
Right? He always wants to be a part of the stuff. Yeah. That's a good one I forgot too. All of them, but, like, that's one of the theories. It's crazy, bro.
You know what, though, that messes with your mind? What's that effect, Mandela?
The Mandela effect, yeah.
Bro, what's the Curious George one? And he doesn't actually have, like, a...
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have a tail.
He doesn't have the brown stuff on his tail or something like that.
No, he doesn't have a tail at all.
Wait, he doesn't have a tail?
He doesn't have a tail at all. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have a tail.
It's bugged, bro.
Yeah. Oh. And the Monopoly guy?
He doesn't have a monocle. No,
he does.
No, he doesn't. That's the Mandela effect. He doesn't have one.
He does, bro.
He doesn't have one.
Chill out.
He doesn't have a monocle, bro.
What?
He doesn't have one. That's the Mandela effect.
Nah, because
Okay, listen. There's another one.
Yeah.
All right, Pikachu.
Oh, I've heard of this one too.
His tail. Look, okay. Before I show it, do you remember him having? Okay, well, what do you think Pikachu's tail looks like?
It's like, it's yellow and then brown on the end, no?
Or like black on the tip, right?
Yeah, black.
Yeah, black brown, on the tip. Yeah. Yo! It never happened, bro.
Yo!
It never... That's kind of crazy. Pikachu never had, like, the black tip on his tail. Mandela effect, fam.
That's crazy.
That one fucked me up the most because I had drawings.
And you scribbled, like, the black stuff
on the end. Yeah, I drew the tail with the black tip on the end.
Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. Why do you think that happens, though?
Bro, it's a theory that we're in different dimensions. Or, like, we're on a set dimension or timeline. And then something happened that we jumped onto a second one. And there's little differences between.
Oh, yeah?
Like, there's a theory that scientists played with dark matter. You know what dark matter is?
Yeah.
It, like, fucks up with the dimension.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, you can't fuck with... It's like a black hole. Yeah. You can't fuck with a black hole because it's literally, like, will change reality.
Yeah.
So the theory is we're on a different dimension. Mm-hmm. And the subtle differences from that dimension is shit like this. Like, shit we didn't really notice but changed.
Oh.
But then the other reasoning is, like, people just forgot.
Yeah.
But shit, some of this stuff is too real. Crazy. Like, Bernstein Bears.
Yo, the Bernstein Bears. And I've seen Kit Kat or something. I don't know. There's something about a Kit Kat.
Oh, the Kit Kat doesn't have the dash or something like that?
Yeah. What the heck?
Crazy, bro.
Have you heard that one where it's like, if you're going on the highway or something, you're traveling time?
What?
It's like if two cars are going at a certain speed, that you're literally traveling time.
I never heard that one still.
Really? I've heard about this. Someone told me about that. I was like, shut up.
The only thing about the time travel one I remember is you watched the movie Paul?
No.
You ever watched the movie Paul? No. The alien?
Oh, wait. No, hold on. No.
I think Seth Rogen was the voice of this alien. Yeah. So anyways, they were on this road.
Yeah.
And then there's like a sign. It's like, you're 1 hour ahead, 1 hour behind. Uh-huh. And they were like jumping through. I'm time traveling, bro.
They're just jumping
like across and then back. In time, back in time. Oh, in time, whoa. Back in time.
No, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, but that the only movie that was the Gopher or whatever, the Grasshopper Day or something.
Oh, Groundhog Day.
Yeah. We talked about that in the last podcast.
Did we? No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Because we were talking about Destiny and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, our podcast usually we like playing shit with the mind.
Yeah.
Like, what else can you think about? Like, that's just crazy.
Bro, low-key, living a groundhog situation would be kind of cool.
What do you mean?
Like, living every the same day every... Like, you probably go crazy,
we're literally living that right now, though. You know that.
Fuck. That's kind of true, still. Yeah. Quarantine?
You can't go crazy.
Damn.
So, what do you want to live this
that's
every
deep,
day?
Bro.
Okay, no. Actually, no. There's limitations, because in the movie, he could go out. He could do whatever he wants.
Yeah. He could do everything.
Okay, now, I would do that still. Living the same every day?
Cause then you can predict you can make like hella money. You can predict like the stock market.
But
and
then,
shit.
But then your day's over.
Yeah.
After you get that one,
and then nothing changes. It's
exactly.
Always,
and you're just gonna go crazy.
Yeah. If you had like an amazing day, and then fuck, you have to relive the whole thing again.
Exactly. And then you have the worst day.
Or let's say like you meet a shorty like you never would have thought.
Yeah.
And then like she's gone. She doesn't remember you.
Hacks.
It's fucked.
That's like the man's on the. I saw a thing. It was like, oh, he held the door for me, but I'm never going to see him again. It's one of those. It's like, you see a shorty on the road, but yeah.
Bro, do you ever have those regrets about like a shorty you've seen or a shorty like you used to talk to you and then you never seen them ever again because you didn't like build a relationship?
Yeah, obviously.
You have a story about that?
Nah. It,
bro, do you remember my Raptor story, fam?
Oh, yo, we're looking for that shorty. Hey,
Nah, chill. I'm not looking for that shorty.
Nah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay, my bad. But I'm looking for that shorty now.
But it's a sick story.
Yeah.
All right, so the story goes, Raptors parade, we won the championship.
Yes, sir.
Right? Everyone in Toronto is downtown.
Yes, sir.
Nathan Phillips Square.
Yeah.
Drake goes on stage.
Uh-huh.
Drake's like, I don't usually do this. I do this speech during really special shows.
Yeah.
And at times like this, I think it's important. He's like, I want you to go to someone you don't know.
Yeah.
Like a complete stranger, and then give him a big hug and say like, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when we were at Nathan Phillips Square.
Yeah.
When we were there, we were waiting like 6 hours.
Yeah. Facts.
Maybe more. Maybe like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can see the thing, because the lineups were crazy, right? And they didn't start the ceremony until way later because the buses were driving through the city, right?
Yeah.
So I was just like kicking it, and I was like talking to whoever's around me. Yeah. Like, there's a video of me like the man's Claudia, because I was literally talking to everyone. Yeah, yeah. I was so bored, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, I was talking to the shorty, like it was chill, whatever. We caught a vibe.
Yeah.
Right. But when Drake said that thing, like we both looked at each other, and then like
and it was like okay.
It was kind of like a special
demon time.
It was like one of those like movie moments. Like shit, Drake literally called us out, and he's like, "You guys." Hug, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I want everyone to do it. And then, like, we both looked at each other and did it.
You didn't get her Snapchat, nothing. Bro, that,
okay, bro? Here's the crazy part. Yeah. Here's the crazy part. Remember there was a shooting?
Oh, yeah.
So there was a shooting, and that was right after Drake's speech.
Yeah, yeah. So after the hug, it was like, doo, doo, doo.
Yeah. No, not even. Like, after that, everyone was, like, going through their head, like, oh, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Even me too. All the boys too were like, nah, we can't chill here. Like, we got to cut.
Yeah.
Because everyone was panicking.
Yeah.
Right? Bro, we looked at like one of the tall buildings. Mm-hmm. We could see a military scoping in with a sniper rifle. Dead ass. Like, we can see the military like on the radio. Oh, like, we think we found the shooter, blah, blah.
That's scary, bro.
Yeah. So all of this happened. Fuck, I wasn't thinking about Shorty.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, I'm thinking about my life, bro.
If you're thinking about the shorty at that point,
yeah,
you're kind of fucked up in the mind. Yeah, facts. You got your priorities all
facts,
wrong,
bro. Like, shit was like real life danger.
Yeah.
So, bro, we cut, and then as we cut, Charon even asked me. He's like, "Yo, did you get that girl's number?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Fuck."
Oh wait.
I'm like,
you go back in the crowd.
Then like, I'm never gonna see that girl ever again.
Yeah, bro,
it's crazy.
I remember that the time we won, because I wasn't at the parade.
Yeah,
because I caught the flu. I'm so cheesed because of that, but I didn't even want to go to the parade.
Yeah,
but then the time we won game six, I think. I remember the barricade after like the final buzzer came off.
Yeah,
barricade fell over.
Yeah,
the security caught onto a guy, but everyone just flooded. It was so crazy. I remember running to you, and it was like one of those slow motion movies. And
all the boys came in. Yeah.
All the boys came in. I jumped as high as I can. We did like one of those.
Yeah, the group
hug. Yeah. It was like a happy time for him. But yeah,
that was a good time, bro. Good memories, man.
I've never had one of those moments like that where I regret.
Nah,
I'm probably forgetting, but.
I think that was the most memorable for me just because it was such a movie moment. Yeah. Imagine like I tell my kids, like, yo, you know how I met your mother?
Yeah,
Drake told us to say hi to each other.
That's crazy.
Imagine like you tell everybody like, oh, Drake threw the lob.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's a crazy story.
That is a crazy story. No, King Von.
Yeah. No King Von.
Facts. But yeah, my story is just like, oh, I've seen like a thrift store or something, and then we were going for the same thing.
Oh.
It was like, nah. I was like, nah, you can have it. But in my head, I'm like, what you know about love? Like, we were both reaching in. I was like, what you know about love? Yeah.
Like
but that's mostly it. That was my movie moment.
Yeah, bro. Life's crazy like that, man. You
that
never
was,
know, like.
That's your that, part.
What if that was your destiny and you just chose to go on a different path?
I'm telling you this. It all works out, bro. Like, imagine the shooting never happened.
Yeah. Imagine the shooting was meant to happen, though.
See, it's like, yeah, God doesn't want you.
Yeah, imagine, like, I wasn't meant to be. I definitely wasn't because, shit, I'm not with her right now.
Yeah, I know.
Like, shit like that, bro.
Facts.
You never know. Life has so many secrets.
No, it does.
And so many different paths. One little thing could have changed your whole life.
Yeah, I know.
For the best, too.
For the best, yeah. It's always for the best.
Yeah.
I feel like. You can go through some rough patches, but, you know,
move. Yeah, we move. That moment really taught me, like, really make the most out of everything. Because you never know, like, shit, I'm never going to see that person ever again.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have that in high school, too. Like, like, I wouldn't shoot my shot with a girl.
Yeah.
And I mean, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I forced myself, like, I need to do, like, what I need to do. Yeah. Or I'm going to miss out. And I don't want to regret anything in my life.
No, that's facts.
You know what I mean?
See, no, I'm still on that, like, I'll hezzy.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Bro, no regrets, fam. No regrets. No,
okay, this is how I knew it was fate. This is okay, so remember that summer?
Yeah.
When I was about to ask Shorty on a date?
Yeah.
It was a date, fam. That's it. When I look back, bro, it's just a date. Like, just go ask her.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Sharon usually go to Brandon's house, mm-hmm. and we usually don't invite Carlos because you.
I remember this.
Because you live on another ends. We're not trying to go back and forth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the two times that we brought Carlos, he made us. He literally made us DM the shorties we like.
Deadass, bro. And I made sure you guys did it.
Yeah, I was like, and it was a crazy thing too, because Sharon never says, Yo, you want to scoop Carlos? Because we were already in Scarborough.
Yeah.
We went back for you.
Yeah, bro.
Why did we come back for you?
Nah, you know why? It was a weird day. It was one of those days where I was kind of lonely. Yeah. I was like working on Wico Studios. I was kind of lonely that day. So I called up Trent and I'm like, yo, what are you guys saying today?
Yeah.
And just bro, so happened. Just exactly. So happened. That was the day.
And that really taught me like, okay, nothing can go bad. Even with Brody, mm-hmm. nothing went bad.
Yeah.
Nothing really went bad, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's all destiny, fam.
Yeah, really.
But really, you need those people. I'm not saying like...
No.
I mean, but those people that push you to do better...
You do.
You have to... Yeah. Sometimes you listen to them.
Because if you hang around with all the same people as you, yeah, how are you going to grow, you know?
Yeah, it's really hard to grow when all the people you're around have the same mentality of like, oh, I just want to be like this.
No, that's facts.
But if you really want to grow... You got to take that for yourself. You got to, like, make that jump. Jump is jump, man.
You feel me?
You know what I mean?
It always comes back to that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because at the Raptors parade, I remember you telling, like, you said some whack stuff in the group chat. You were like, oh, if I don't become friends with you or something like that, or I'm trying to make new friends, you feel me?
No, I said, what'd you say? I'm always trying to meet new people. I'm always trying to expand my friend group.
Yeah, exactly. And at that time, I was like, I didn't get it.
Yeah, you didn't get it at the time. Yeah, you were kind of, mans were kind of roasting you,
too. Yeah, no, because I was like, damn, okay, like. We were there from day one, okay.
Go but it's not. It's not like it's I was gonna like leave. That, yeah. Like, look at it right now. Like, sure, I have more friends, but like, I'm still hanging with the day ones. Feel me? Like, that's not. I'm not gonna switch up on nobody.
Yeah. I mean, that's like for everything. Like, even like go back to Taekwondo. My dad put me in the higher belt tournaments.
Yeah.
So I learned more.
So you learn better, exactly.
Exactly. So just in life, just don't be in your comfort zone all the time.
Step out of your comfort zone, man.
People don't know, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, just going on a date. I've never been on a true date like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, it was weird, but like.
Damn, bro. I'm glad I pushed y'all though. I'm glad I pushed y'all.
That was a real one.
Like, that shit makes me so happy, man.
Yeah.
Like when I push someone to do something like for the better. Fact. Even Sharon, bro.
Yeah.
This guy was, I'm not going to flame him for this, but he wasn't going to message her.
Yeah.
I made him.
Comfort zone, fam.
Yeah,
and you always have an excuse. Carlos always has an excuse. Everything you could say, he'll have a counter for it.
I have a comeback for everything.
So a man says, oh no, I'm in my comfort zone right now. I'm trying to make money.
I'm
trying to get my bag. Carlos like, all right, let's get this out the way. Then you can go.
I literally said like, all right, bro, if you're about your bag, let's get this out of the way. Then you can be about your bag.
Yeah.
Literally, there's no excuse.
No, there's none. and he was stumped. He's like, ah.
Yeah, he's like.
Take my phone, bro.
Shit, you're right.
Yeah. But yeah, bro.
That's my favorite, man. Just pushing people to do better.
Shout out you, man. Even with this stuff, I was like, because usually, bro, if you ask me for like $1,000 back then with this like stupid podcast idea.
Word.
You think I'm going to give it to you?
Yeah.
No, but then I was like. This time I was like, how much money you need?
You believe, right?
I was like, how much money do you need? I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah.
You feel me?
See, bro, like, you just got to take those leaps, man. Got to take those jumps.
I know. See? It's perfect. This is actually that title, Jump or Jump.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And
really
that
perfect.
Was one of the first ones we requested. What were we going to name this? We were going to like, roll with the winners.
Run with the winners.
Run with the winners. What else?
Y2K podcast.
Y2K podcast. Cyber Y2K podcast.
Someone's gonna take that one.
Yeah,
I bet someone's going.
Let's just give him ideas. We need equity on that though.
There's our royalties.
Facts.
But yeah, Jumper's Jump was like the first one. I was like, yo, let's call it that.
And I kind of didn't get it because I was like, that's our inside joke. But then I was like, no.
But it makes sense. It makes sense.
It all makes sense.
And the original meaning is not the same.
The original meaning is totally not the same. That's so funny, bro.
We gotta save that story for another episode though.
Yeah. We can't tell them the original though. That's actually so jokes because it means like you would never expect that meaning.
Yeah, you would never expect that meaning, but this meaning's better.
Yeah, it makes more sense, so we'll just go with it, you know. But yeah,
when did we come up with? I think that was first year university, right?
First year university.
Yeah, first year university came up with Jumper's Jump. Oh, I said Jumper's Jump like first year.
Yo, we should just tell the story, bro.
I don't want to say the story, bro.
Nah, okay.
Not right now. We'll save it. It's a good one.
But I think. It was like grade 8. I mean, no, grade 12 uni.
Oh, yeah. Because
you started jumping.
Yeah.
they won't get this shit, bro.
They would not get that, bro. Yeah. Totally. Everybody has their catchphrases, though. Like, that's just my catchphrase from the jump.
What do I always say?
You always say, like, word.
Okay, that's like everyone, though. Everyone says word.
I don't know. You don't have, like, a set. You know who has a set catchphrase?
Who?
Ryan Kuda.
Who? Oh, it is? It is.
The guy has so many catchphrases, bro. Facts, bro.
Shout out Ryan, man. He has bare wisdom.
Alive. You got to have him on the podcast one time.
Because he goes through a lot, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He has bare experiences that he could just tell you and stuff like that.
Yeah, bro. Yo, I can't wait till we get, like, local creators and you can hop on the podcast with those, man.
Oh, my God.
It'd be so fun.
We have a list, bro.
We have a list.
Ready and we're about to go.
But, yo, like, any local creators that want to, like, link up with us, yes, hop on the podcast, like, message us. Like, we're going to have guests come in soon. Facts. We're going to cop another mic and then we're going to have guests in here.
Exactly. Just chill, talk for a bit.
Yeah, bro. It's a vibe, bro.
No, it is. What else fucks with the mind? I'm trying to think.
Yo, do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
You don't?
Nah. Because I don't.
Bro, but Bigfoot technically was real, though. Like, there was a huge ape that used to live in North America.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like,
what the
those big, like, look at a gorilla.
Oh, but, okay.
It's not Bigfoot, as in, like, that shit can talk.
Yeah.
But, like, it's an animal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an animal that can, like, walk around and eat.
Yeah,
and
it's like it's like mutant kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yo, do you see the mutant things in the Philippines? There was, like, a bat.
Oh, the aswang.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Oh my, there was, like, a bat hanging from a tree.
I'm the bat. Oh,
I was like,
God,
no way this
bro.
Is real. Because it opened and it was, like, the size of, like, a truck.
It's literally what? It was 5 foot, feet tall?
Bro. Yes, bro.
That's a person.
Yeah, bro.
A bat, like, that tall?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, you ever heard of, the Mothman?
No, what's the Mothman?
So there's an it's kind of like
this guy has all the weird stuff.
That's like the shit I get into on YouTube too.
Do you know about the legend of the palm tree?
So the Mothman.
Yeah.
So this Mothman used to show up before natural disasters.
Okay.
I forgot what bridge it was. It's like a bridge that broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of the Mothman before it broke down.
Yeah.
And there's another one, like a building, like burned to the ground.
Yeah.
The Mothman was there too. Like they caught a picture of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like a theory, like, what if there's like a bad energy, like, thing that causes that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all like folklore and shit.
Really?
Mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yo, there's a crazy story. my Lola used to tell me about this. So her sister, she used to believe in this was in the Philippines.
Yeah.
She used to believe, like, she would go and play with these dwarves. Like little
in the Philippines?
Yeah, in the Philippines.
I can low-key see that though. That's like something crazy that you can just see in the Philippines.
Yeah. And they used to like play with her and then like take her on adventures and stuff. So my Lola said she would disappear for like 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she'd come back and be like, oh, I was playing with the little people, the dwarves. And then
Snow White's dwarves.
Yeah. And then they're like, what? What do you mean? But she dead ass like disappeared. Like they couldn't find her.
Whoa.
And she came back and told that story like, oh, I would play with the dwarves.
Yeah. Damn, what the hell?
Bro, do you think there's some shit that kids can see that we can't?
Kids can see that we can't.
Yeah. Remember in the Peter Pan movie Hook, where they're eating like on a table and there's no food on the plates? Oh, it's like, use your imagination.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were like eating. Yeah.
Low key.
Do you think there's some things like kids can see that are revealed to them but adults won't?
Okay, I don't think.
Kinda like the elves though. No?
I think that's only in movies, bro.
You think that's only in movies?
No way. Cause if a kid went up to me and he's like, yo, watch out, you might hit the dog beside you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see a dog, I'm literally swinging on that kid. Like, no way you're telling me there's a dog here.
No, nah, but
like,
bro,
that type thing.
Okay, imagine you are one of those elves.
Okay,
I would only want to reveal myself to the kids that won't harm me.
Oh yeah, for
feel
sure.
Me?
Yeah. So they this non snitches.
Yeah, no snitches.
Yeah, no snitches.
No smoke. Like I don't want your dudes coming and stepping on me.
That are too intelligent to know. Like, oh, that's a dwarf.
Yeah,
like it could probably bring us powers. I'll tell everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe they only reveal themselves to like little kids.
Yo, that would be crazy. But me as a kid, I don't remember seeing no crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, me either. Okay. But maybe it's only in the like the Philippines.
Yeah.
There's bear shit in Mexico too. I know Mexicans have
there's a lot of stuff that happens.
Like crazy folklore like that. Yeah. Oh, in the desert of Mexico, I think they found a skeleton of a dwarf. Like when I say dwarf, I mean like literally an elf, like super small.
Yeah.
The size of like two of my hands or like shorter.
Golly.
They searched it up. They found a skeleton of a creature, mm-hmm. kind of like a human, but it's super small like that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What the heck?
And this is real shit. Like, it's not like...
Okay, imagine a dwarf came up to you and what was the first thing you're doing?
Bro, I'd be like mind blown big. Yo, what are you?
Yeah. Would you tell everyone?
I don't know.
You probably would.
I would take a picture. I'd try and take a picture.
Yeah, see, nah.
But like when you take the picture, they get cheese.
Yeah, see, they get cheese. And then they start scrapping you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What would you do like if you saw them?
I'll be like, yo, tell me about like, dude, can I tell stuff? Yeah. I would just be like, okay, like, yo, this is kind of crazy. Nah, I don't
Especially
know.
If they're friendly, right? You don't want to do them dirty. You don't want to like cause no harm.
Did you know the origin story of like a leprechaun? I've never...
A leprechaun?
Yeah, like what's the backstory of a leprechaun?
I don't know. I don't know about leprechauns.
Okay, yeah. Leprechauns are...
I'll Google that. Yeah, I'll come back next episode.
Because why do they show up? Why do they have a pot of gold?
I don't know. That's a good question.
At the end of a rainbow. You feel me?
That's a good question. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
I love these like little theory little things.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Like that's what I'm trying to think. Like what else is there?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that made me just go... Want to go back to the Philippines.
Yeah. There's so many different things like that. Like people see stuff that we wouldn't... Like it sounds outrageous.
Oh, here's something that I remember. So mm-hmm. before... someone told me this. Before you... take a piss in the woods or anything, you have to say like a prayer or something.
Really? Why?
Because this is someone's... Fuck, I don't remember the story. I'm trying to think. Because this is like someone's land or something.
Damn, where?
And then, really? Or if you don't, then bad stuff will happen to you.
Really?
And I've heard a story of something actually bad happening to someone.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear a crazy story about my mom?
What happened?
So my mom, this was when she was a kid. She was playing, this was in the Philippines.
Yeah.
She was playing in the graveyard. They're playing hide and seek or tag or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when she came home, she was so sick.
Yeah.
Like, no one knew why she was so sick.
Yeah.
And then my Lola, she knew right away, like, oh, we have to bring her to the elder.
Holy smokes.
Because she was either like, something was cast on her.
Yeah.
I mean, because they were playing in the graveyard. Oh. So they brought her to the elder and then they did all these prayers and all these like... rituals and stuff.
Yeah.
And then my mom was better.
The fact that your grandma knew exactly.
Yeah, she knew like, oh, like, you guys were you're doing that?
Yeah.
Nah, we gotta go.
Yo.
Yeah.
Like, nah, no hospital?
Yeah, no hospital can, elders. Yeah.
Yo, you know why you put, does your house do this too, but you have pennies on like windows?
Oh, I don't
Yo,
know.
Yo, why do we put that there?
I don't know.
Because I've been into houses.
Yeah.
And there's also pennies. Beside the, but like,
is it like a Filipino thing?
I think so, because I've seen it on all Filipino houses. There's always a penny.
Really?
If you guys just comment down if you're Filipino and why do you have pennies in your windows?
Damn, I don't know.
At New Year's, do you do like rituals?
Oh, I always put money in my pockets.
Yeah,
that's my big ritual, and I always jump the highest I can.
Same.
Yeah.
Nah, because before I was really small, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every New Year's, my dad's like, jump as high as you can grow.
Literally, I jumped like so high.
Yeah. I was gassed. I was like, whoo.
Yeah.
But, and then also, my mom turns on all the lights in the house. So I don't know what that means, but it's like, I don't know.
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
Yeah, I guess. And then she's always walking around with money. And she's like flapping money.
Oh, wait.
You feel me?
I used to get all the cash I can get and put it in my pockets.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like good fortune or something.
Yeah, because you're gonna bring more fortune in the future. Yeah. Or like in the next year.
Yeah.
And it always works, bro. No, honestly, it always works.
I mean, back to manifestation.
Yeah.
But nah, the New Year's in Canada are not as lit as the New Year's in Philippines, bro.
Oh, they go crazy there, huh?
They go crazy. Mm. Jeeps, everything. They're shooting guns and shit.
Yeah. Because they can do that out there, bro.
Bro, imagine, bro. Sometimes I just want to go, like, I wish I grew up in the Philippines because there's so much to do, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was telling me, like, the childhood in the Philippines is unbeatable to compare to what you get here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, my dad did did all, like, he drank when he was, like, thing. Mm-hmm. He did all these crazy things when he was so small.
Yeah, my dad had a pet monkey, bro.
Yeah,
bro. My dad used to go, like, hiking to ancient World War II, like, Japanese hills.
Yeah.
Where, like, they had a battle and stuff. They would go hiking up there, and it was supposedly, like, haunted.
Yeah.
They would go camping.
Yeah, bro, my dad, when he had to walk, he had some crazy story where every day he had to walk through a patch,
mm-hmm.
like one of those high grass patches, every day at like midnight or something.
Damn.
Bro, imagine doing that now. Hell no.
A lie. It's crazy.
Not with the clowns out. Back to the clowns. Nah. But yeah, bro.
Yeah. Philippines must have been a fun childhood.
Facts.
We missed out on that, but at the same time, like, this it's not like I don't regret nothing.
Yeah, I don't regret.
I love my childhood.
Yeah, facts. You know?
I'm glad I grew up like this.
Yeah.
And we have so many opportunities like we have growing up here that our parents didn't.
No, that's fine. Bro, my dad came here. like, I remember he showed me his bank account or something, and it was like $5.
Damn,
yeah,
really?
He came here with $5. He flipped that.
That's crazy.
Yes, sir. We like those.
That's the FOB mentality, bro.
No, it is. No, yo, people, it's not even like every like Filipino has that type of story, bro. Mm. But yeah.
They grind. Like, they come here to grind.
They come here to grind.
You don't play no games,
yeah. I know. So whenever I feel unmotivated,
just got to remember.
That's why I have my dad and my mom on my phone case.
Because
I'm like, whenever I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to do this. Nah, look what they did, bro.
Yeah.
Dang, that just keeps me motivated.
Shout out to the OGs.
Facts.
We're only here because of them.
No kizzy.
Yeah, bro. Like, gotta take it. We're talking some deep shit.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I like these pauses because we're like,
we need a break.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down. I just dissed you. Yeah. But yeah. Christmas coming up. Well, what's like the biggest lessons you learned this year?
Biggest lessons I learned this year?
That's a good one to end it off. Holy.
Okay, this is gonna be crazy for you because you probably wouldn't think this would be my biggest lesson.
Yeah.
Is always trust my gut.
You always do that though.
I know, because that's what I'm saying. It's crazy you think I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you think I already do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Bro.
So saying you were hesitant this whole time.
Trust me, there's a lot of times I didn't trust my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up doing it like later on.
Yeah.
But if I trust my gut like earlier on,
mm-hmm.
it would have been so much better. Or yeah, like even if I did those steps before.
Yeah.
Then it would have turned out like way better
yeah.
for me.
That's true.
So I think that's the biggest lesson I learned this year is trust my gut.
No, that goes with me too. Just go.
Just trust yourself.
Yeah, like, literally shit. Just go. You have,
yeah.
you like, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally all it is. And stay humble while you do it.
Yeah, because no one can tell you otherwise. Like, you have to tell yourself.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Like, if you don't have that mentality, then...
No one's going to believe in you like you believe in you.
Nah, exactly. Right? That's facts.
And you can't get it twisted like other people believe in you more than yourself. You can't you can't get it twisted like that. You have to believe in yourself.
No, that's facts.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the same thing with relationships too.
What do you mean by that?
Like some people, they're not ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because let's say they're not emotionally there or they're not ready. They don't love themselves enough.
Oh, yeah.
To love another.
For sure.
You feel me? Like you have experience with that.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Like before... I don't know. I was still growing. I was still changing. I was still trying to find myself, you know, and still trying to find yourself while being in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's hard because one day you're this.
Yeah.
And one day you're like this. You're something else. Like, bro, if I was still in that relationship, I almost turned into an indie boy. I was going to turn into indie boy, listen to Claro and stuff.
Yeah. You got
it. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I'm like, this is not me, bro.
Yeah.
You like, how long can yourself. I do this? And that breakup really just taught me, bro, like, okay, now that you have time yourself, mm-hmm. it's you versus the world now.
That's fact.
It's not, it's like, she has her own life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mad at whatever she does.
Yeah.
You're focused on yourself now.
Yeah, you got to love yourself before you can love someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you got to really know you. You have to know you.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like right now, I'm like, I would say 90% I know myself.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. Because I'm still young.
I'm still learning, though. I'm always learning.
I'm always learning, yeah.
Always learning about myself.
But before, I was so, I didn't know what the hell to like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If someone said this, I would, okay, I like that, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's the kind of, like, the childish mentality, too.
Yeah, see.
Because everyone was in that, you know? We're all like, oh, I want to be like you. I want to be like, I want to be friends with you.
Exactly.
So let's all, like, do the same things.
Yeah.
But no, you gotta choose what you really like, you know? Mm-hmm. That's really important.
No, that's facts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just go find yourself. And because there was a one quote that my friend said, it was like, don't waste your time trying to find us, find yourself.
Yeah.
That's a hard old quote. Shout out G-Jod, bro.
Yeah. That is a good quote. Yeah. I love how we always end off with these.
Yeah, I know.